Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll get into the keys here for the Texans. Let's preface all this. Texans and Lions, Sunday night, NRG Stadium. Lions are a small favorite, 3.5 points. But this is, and we'll see today. I think we get confirmation today, Seth, that there will be no Nico Collins and no Will Anderson Jr.
Well, there have been a couple players this year who didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday but did play in the game. Dalton Schultz was one of them. I can't think of who the other one was. So it's not without precedent that a D'Amico Ryans player didn't practice on Thursday and then played in the game. So Will, and because Will has worked through these ankle issues a few times now, I'm wondering if maybe they're with him, they're like, all right, we're just going to really let this thing calm down as much as possible. Then you can go out and play on Sunday.
That's fair.
Nico's the one that I'd be very surprised if he plays this
weekend. Well, Nico's still on injured reserve, too.
Right.
You know,
right,
he needs to have his window to practice at. Now, it's not like activating somebody's practice window and allowing them to practice is the same as building a house or something like that. Like, it's administrative. Yeah. Like, I would imagine you just hit a button and he's activated and he's at practice and then away you go. But to your point,
there probably is a fax involved somewhere because the NFL, just like doctor's offices, won't let go of the fax machine.
Yes, somebody is working the fax machine.
I pay freaking e-fax money so I can fax a document twice a year. Thanks a lot, doc.
You have brought this point up a couple times this week, though, which is if Nico is capable of practicing, given the position that he plays and how much timing is involved and things like that, then it would have been nice to bring him back on Wednesday to get a couple practices in.
I think Detroit has been preparing like Nico Collins is going to play, and it's not like the Texans operate that much differently without Nico Collins, other than the completing long passes,
part of it. Scoring points,
right. But I don't think they changed the system up so much that how are we going to? I think they're very much thinking about the possibility of Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I think D'Amico wouldn't have played an extreme level of gamesmanship here and thought like, well, no, we're not going to let anybody know until Sunday morning. It seems unlikely to me.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll know in a couple of hours what the deal is out at Texans practice. As far as keys to this game, you tell me your confidence level that the Texans can accomplish these things against the Lions. Winning the turnover battle, heating up Jared Goff, forcing mistakes from the Lions quarterback.
I think they've got a very good shot at creating some turnovers. Mm-hmm. I think that, and we've seen that from the Texans defense over the last few weeks. They've started to look more like that opportunistic bunch.
True.
It's a lot harder if Will Anderson doesn't play. But D'Amico has turned into a guy that blitzes on third down a lot. This Lions team is a team that can, they can create some big opportunities when they get blitzed. So there's a risk-reward scenario there. But D'Amico, especially if Will Anderson isn't there, I think he feels like we're going to have to blitz this team.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps a lot having Jimmy Ward on the back end, I think, now, and just kind of knowing where the weak spots are in the blitz. I think it helps a lot having Azeez Alshire out there and understanding pre-snap clues and tells and everything. That it'll be, this is going to be an aggressive defense versus a really good offense, and it could swing wildly based on turnovers.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been so focused on the guys that may not play. They are getting some important pieces back for this game on Sunday. Jimmy Ward, Azeez Alshire. We'll talk about Jared Patterson in just a second. Defensively, though, the other big thing is tackling. They've got to tackle better than they've been tackling.
They have to tackle better than they've been tackling, and that is something that I think you wonder, well, how much can you work on that in the regular season? The teams that are good at tackling work on it during the regular season. They stress it. They focus on it. Yeah. And I don't know if maybe D'Amico had pulled away from that a little bit as a point of emphasis, where in the preseason I thought it was glaringly obvious that they'd made progress tackling. And in the first couple games of the season, I thought it looked obvious that they had made progress tackling. And then now all of that has evaporated.
It's regressed,
Houston's allowing 3.45 yards after contact, which is 30th in the NFL.
Yikes.
They've given up 35 runs of 10-plus yards. That's 28th in the NFL. Alshire helps some individually in that, but I think Alshire is a guy during the week of practice that can really help drill it home with guys about taking the right angles, approaching right, the practicing tackling, even though it's non-contact or non-pads. Hopefully Alshire makes a big difference in that regard. The one other thing that I don't think necessarily matches up with any of your keys here is that Detroit is really good at play action.
Yeah.
Azeez Alshire and, again, you know, diagnosing and reading, whether it's play action or pass, all of that matters a lot this week versus the Lions. So I hope he makes a big difference.
Yeah, they got the brains of the defense back. You know, Jimmy, it's with Jimmy Ward back there in the secondary, and with Azeez Alshire at with the green dot, it's like they're as a unit, as an 11 person. We treat it as one, like they're one big person. It's like their IQ just went up by 30 or something like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Special teams. Detroit has really good special teams. You know how I know that? Frank Ross put over the Detroit special teams like nobody has ever done it before.
Different coordinators are some of the top tier special teams coaches who play against and some of the best returners or whatever. This week, Dave Phipp is currently, without a shred of doubt, in my opinion, the best special teams coach in the NFL. He's the most creative. He's the most disciplined. He knows how to find a roster full of players. They're aggressive. They got the best returner going in the NFL, and Khalif Raymond. They got the highest paid special teams player in the NFL, and Jalen Reeves-Maybin, a familiar face around here as well. And they play the right way, and they nullify yards. The longest return that they've given up is 11 yards. So for having the best punter in the NFL, 11 yards is a pretty darn good coverage unit. So all four phases, aggressive, the coach, man, got our hands full.
Yeah,
can't wait to see what we can do.
That's a scary thing, just because I feel like, especially if there's no Nico Collins, that is a phase you're going to have to win. You know, you're going to have to find some yards specialty. You can't allow big returns for sure. You can't give them short fields. You need to find yourself a couple short fields probably along the way.
And the other thing, too, about it, as far as, yes, the conventional special teams are really good for the Lions, but Campbell's willingness to go for it on fourth down from inside, deep inside his own territory. They did one, I think it was from the 30 earlier this year, on a fourth down early in the game, where they threw a pass on fourth and long out of field goal, out of punt formation. Last year they had one. They had one against Kansas City from like their 15-yard line last year, a fake punt that worked out. So you've got to be constantly on alert for everything. And I think that's another – it's a bit of a testament to how well coached they are across the board on this team. When it comes to deception, the Lions are just really good at it. They're really good at it in special teams. Offensively, I mean, you saw the clip last week. I think a lot of people listening right now probably saw the clip of Jared Goff getting tackled when he didn't have the ball, because he executes the play fake so well. He handed the ball off and got hit like 3 seconds late standing there, because he does a really good job with that part of it. So the deception and the ability to go for it in places where other teams wouldn't go for it, you've just got to be dialed in all the time against this team.
Yeah, the last thing here, I'm going to tie all the offensive stuff together here. This is a huge game for Bobby Slowik. This is a huge game for Bobby Sloak. I can't overstate that. He is under fire right now. This offensive line has looked poorly coached. C.J. Stroud is getting hit a ton. His play calling has become stale and predictable, and that's in the adjustments that they've made. I don't know what adjustments they make at halftime. I just know about the results, and this has been a bad offensive team coming out of the locker room at halftime. Just for some context here, the Thursday night game last night between the Bengals and the Ravens, those two teams scored more touchdowns in the second half of that game collectively than the Texans have scored all year in the second half combined of their nine games. The Bengals and the Ravens scored seven touchdowns in the second half of their game last night. The Texans as a team have scored six over the course of the season in the second half.
Sometimes halftime adjustments are overrated, and usually they are. You know, usually it's not a grand shift in scheme or anything. It's a matter of figuring out what's been working, what hasn't. You tweak a little thing here. It's not necessarily anything that's made for TV movie type material.
Yeah,
and yet being so much worse in the second half, that falls on the offensive coordinator.
It has to, either that or
you're brilliantly scheming the best way to get the most out of guys in the first half, and it falls apart, and you can only disguise it for so long in the second half. Does not feel that way.
No. And when either way, it's not good, you know? So it's, you're right. Like the whole, like, make adjustments at halftime, like 99% of the time, that's fans just saying, we don't make any adjustments. What adjustment did you want to make? I don't know. Adjustments.
Yeah.
But the results, you know, which I think is the point you're making and I'm making here, the results would indicate that this is not a well-coached team in the second half of football games.
I had somebody tweet at John McClain, me, and Clint Sterner yesterday. He said, D'Amico Ryan's hiring Bobby Slowick is on you. Work with QB coach and OC. Fix it now. BS. So I can't tell if he's saying that the hiring of Bobby Slowick is on D'Amico or if somehow John, me, and Clint Sterner are responsible for it. I asked him for clarification. And he doesn't talk. Are Clint, John, and I responsible for the hiring of Bobby Slowick?
You know what I like to think? I like to think he's blaming McClain and he's copying the two of you so that you can be like, yeah, John, what the hell?
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, no, you know what? He also put Houston Texans in there. Okay, the first person was, he directed it to the Houston Texans, John McClain, me, and Clint Sterner.
Okay.
So I think he's saying that the Texans, it's on you that you let D'Amico bring his buddy over here instead of going out and finding a guy with experience or what have
the
you.
Big game for Bobby Slowick, especially when the guy across the field or up in the booth, wherever Ben Johnson chooses to ply his trade, is the hottest commodity on the market right now. Bobby Slowick was right there with Ben Johnson last year on the hot commodities list. And right now, that's not so much the case.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you formulated a prediction for the game on Sunday, Seth?
I have.
Okay.
Not happy about it.
Okay.
I like being liked, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
I like being liked for the most, you know, superficial of reasons. Mm-hmm. And one way to get people to like you is to say that you think a team's going to win,
yeah.
Even though you
Candor,
don't actually
yeah.
think they're going to win. And
right.
I can't go there because I think there's some people that like me because I try like hell to be as honest as possible.
Yep.
So for those people, continue to like me as I pick the Lions to win this game 28-17.
28-17. Yeah. So you and I are on almost the exact same page.
Yeah. I'm just like you, though. I 100% hope that I'm proven wrong and an idiot on this.
Yeah.
But if I am proven an idiot on this, it's going to be because the Texans all of a sudden start operating differently than they have up to this point.
Yes.
This is a prove-it game for me. I know what they're capable of.
Yeah.
And they have not displayed that yet. If they win this game, it's going to, unless it's some weird flukish bad calls or something, it's going to be because they figured some things out, and I will be elated to have been wrong.
I'll take any type of win. I'm with you. I have 37-24 for those wondering. I have a little higher scoring game. You got another under, by the way, Seth. 31-17. Oh, 28-17. Sorry, 28-17 isn't. I believe the total's 49 on this.
I still think at large, there's still an overestimation of the Texans' offense and an underestimation of their defense that is making the totals in these games higher than they should be.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna keep riding that.
There's a lot of I've seen Texan tweets from people like Seth on the under, man. I've been making a lot of money on Seth on the under, so that's good stuff. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, they are in the loop. They are in studio. Let me ask you guys a question that we were kind of kicking around before.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a scenario with this game where the Texans lose, but we come in actually encouraged and happy on Monday?
Yeah.
They're 6-4, but they lost the game, and yet we're happy about that.
Absolutely, there's a scenario.
What would it be?
That's a scenario where they're actually doing the things that they've been telling us that they're going to do, which mm-hmm. is fixing some of these things, picking up those stunts and twists on the offensive line and protecting CJ to where he has that time. Wide receivers actually getting some level of separation and doing that, like somewhat akin to what we saw last night on Thursday Night Football, where you have two teams that are very clearly good, but one team is just the better. Right? I think that people would be okay with acknowledging that the Detroit Lions are a better football team. I think that one of the issues that has been existing for the Texans is they're not living up to their potential, and that's the real frustration.
Yeah, that they could stand toe to toe with a team like that, I think would satisfy a lot of people in this kind of short-term window we're in, I think would satisfy a lot.
I'll keep it very simple. I think the scenario is we get what we paid for. You know, what we thought we were going to have offensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 38-35, mm-hmm. you know, 38-31. You know, one of those things, and you're actually moving it. But the Lions are arguably the best team.
They're just really
football.
Good.
Like, if this were the quote-unquote Super Bowl preview that we talked about in the preseason when we saw the schedule, they could have easily lost that game if they both play their best 38-35, 38-31, something like that. You know?
Yep.
There was and you know, you see this every year, and you don't know which team is going to be the team that does this, but teams that are just humming on all cylinders midway through the year. And usually the easy way to put it at the end of the season is, oh, they peaked too early. This would be this would be a Lions team that hopefully is peaking too early. And Jared Goff is coming off a 6-game stretch where he's at a higher passer rating over 6 games than any quarterback in the history of the NFL. So I have to feel that at some point that comes back down to earth a little bit, at least a little bit. Let's make this be the week that comes back down to earth a little bit. Okay.
The Texans can win back a lot of hearts and minds on Sunday. It's a huge opportunity for this team to, especially if they're doing it without their, in my mind, their most valuable offensive and most valuable defensive player. Huge, huge opportunity. All right, you're listening to KLT and KLT HD2 and Odyssey Station. Seth, I will see you at 4:20 p.m. outside the stadium.
Ooh.
Texans countdown.
You knew that was coming.
Antibodies to you, my friend.
I wish, the 4:20 reference was coming, and yet does it really make... Doesn't carry the same cachet that it once did.
No. They legalized it in so many places. So
that was a very good chance I'm under the influence the entire show during that day. So whatever. Yeah, 4:20, whatever. So yeah, antibodies to you.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team.
no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.